This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder authorities say the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo, where the accused gunman in the King Soopers shooting is being treated, has not filed regular progress reports on the suspect. Hospital officials will have to explain why to a judge next month. 10 people were killed in that shooting. Yesterday's storm helped put Front Range snowfall back on track. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Denver International Airport has logged almost 30 inches of snow so far this winter. That's about average for this point in the season. It's a big turnaround from a few months ago when the metro area recorded its first measurable snowfall later than it had in decades. The recent storms have helped improve drought conditions along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. Forecasters expect warm and sunny weather this weekend, but there's a chance we'll see more snow early next week. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Many Coloradans will pay higher property taxes this year, primarily due to increasing real estate prices. State Property Tax Administrator Joanne Groff says the state assessment rate and mill levies are also part of the equation.
But all property tax is collected local. The state has no piece of that pie. There is no statewide property tax.
The first payment for 2022 is due at the end of the month for Coloradans who pay in two installments. Mostly clear for lower elevations tonight, 15 to 20 degrees, partly cloudy in the mountains, and down to 10 degrees overnight. It is 31 in Denver, 25 in Vail. This is CPR News.